This is turning to the floor supervisor. Allow me one moment as I get your accounting information pulled up.
Okay.
All right, and can I get you to just verify that shipping address for me, please?
208 East Avenue East, Apartment 1, Dickinson, North Dakota.
All right, and this is for the Novi Skin Serum and Face Cream. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I went over my little history with you. I thought I had had it canceled, so I didn't. I have two packages that aren't even open, and I'd asked her about returning them, and she says that you won't take them, even though the packages aren't open. So, I mean, I'm on a fixed income. I'm on disability, and I'm a senior, and it's a real extreme hardship. You know, I thought that it was canceled, so I didn't expect to receive any more. But when she also went through the history, she told me there have been four packages, which makes sense because there's four charges, and I've only received three, and so I don't know what happened with the package. She gave me a date in November. The dates I have are October, December, and February, and I thought it was an every other month thing that you were doing, but it was mid-October, and then it was the end of December, and then a delivery that was at the beginning of February, but she says it's a monthly, and I've only received three, but I've paid for four shipments.
Okay. All right.
When packages, we just leave them on the floor outside your door sometimes in the apartment I'm in,
mm-hmm.
which is, I mean, that's who you choose to ship with, but it's not a real safe way to do things.
Gotcha. Okay, so looking at the account, I do see where there are four charges, but it is correct that you received three shipments. The very first shipment would have been that trial product. The trial period was for 14 days, so the product was free for just those 14 days. So once it came out of that trial period phase, due to no cancellation, the first charges that was in October, that was the retail price for the products that you had already received from the trial period. So the whole month of the charges from the month of October, those are all for one product.
Can I ask, are you saying that you shipped multiple months worth at the end of the shipment? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. You got a charge for, January, December, November, and October. The very first product you would have received would have been from October. And for October, you should have a total of four charges. The first set of charges would have been the shipping and handling, which was the $7.49 and the $6.59. And then the second charges would have been the retail price, which would have been ending that trial period. And then
she told me that I was charged. Can I interrupt and say she told me I was charged $177.08 four times. Is that correct?
Let's see. Okay, you're adding it all together as one. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yes, you was charged, back in October, you was charged $87.43 and $89.65. Same charges on November, same charges for December, and same charges for January.
But you're saying that October's was a trial basis, so it wouldn't be the full retail, right?
Okay. How the trial period works is when you sign up for the trial, the product is free for just those 14 days. So you originally start out paying attention
really
to shipping
free
it.
At all.
So yes,
you
ma'am. If you
that retail price. Okay, the ad didn't read that way. It didn't present it that way. That's pretty deceiving.
Okay, did you read the terms and conditions during that time?
Reading the initial package, I only received three packages.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
So you charged me twice for the first one, basically.
You received two products. You had the skin serum and the face cream. So those were two separate trial periods, okay? So when the trial period was over, and that was due to no cancellation. So say if you would have called during the trial period, then the product would have been free of no charge and the account would have been canceled. But still, we went over.
Somebody, they let me believe that it was canceled.
Okay, did you receive like a cancellation number or anything during that time?
No, I just talked to this Alicia. She didn't give me any cancellation anything. I said, can you make sure it's canceled this time? And she insisted that she would. She didn't offer me any information to verify it. I just got
okay,
the
that's
phone
the okay. Yeah, that's the previous rep.
To talk to you. Nobody ever offered me a thing to verify it.
Okay, what I'm asking is you said that you what I'm asking is you said that you thought that you canceled before this point. So
well,
what
I
was asking
was called and I thought that it was canceled. But then I got sent another package. And now just now you're saying did I get some kind of verification on the cancellation? But I didn't and I just canceled again with this Alicia I was talking to just before you took the line. And she didn't offer me any kind of verification either.
I
so
can give
I
you cancellation. Okay, I can give you the cancellation on today for the cancellation that we did on today. Now, looking through the account, I don't see any previous notes prior to today that a call-in was ever made on the account to cancel. So we went ahead and got it canceled for you on today. Now, what I will go ahead and do for you as a courtesy is I will go ahead and refund the two most recent charges on the account, and that would be a courtesy refund of 50% off of both of those charges. So it will be $43.71 going back for one, and for the other one, it will be $44.82 going back. And that's off the two most recent charges, which would have been the charges from January.
So you're saying the one package, the two items in it, not the two packages. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate any help I can get because I, you know, I don't have the means to do this. This is crazy. How can I get, when I called and canceled, how would I get this person to give me the information that you're asking me for now if they didn't offer me any information?
Okay, now the previous rep that you spoke with, because you were transferred to a supervisor, I can provide you with the cancellation number of what we did on tonight. Now, whomever you spoke with before, like I said, there is no notes prior to this date that a call-in was ever made on the account to cancel. So there was no information on the account prior to this date.
Okay, I don't know why that is. I asked, was this the company that sent me the Nouveau product? And they said yes, and I thought that's who I had.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding with the trial period and the account. And like I said, I did just refund you both of those charges back. So allow 2 to 3 business days for them to show back up. And we do have the account canceled on this go around. And I do have a cancellation number for you if you want to write that down.
Okay, yeah, I got a pen here, so. Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be CS and Charlie dash E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, 685, F as in Frank, 40, 65.
Okay. Can I read that back to make sure?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
C dash E. Okay. C dash E. C 685. F 4065. Does that sound right?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Great. Okay. What was your name? I appreciate your help.
My name is Ternisha.
Ternisha?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a new one for me. it's lovely. I might not have spelled it right, but I'm just trying to remember to make notes when I talk to people because it's just difficult.
Gotcha.
Using otherwise. Okay, well, I appreciate maybe I called the wrong number or something and they just were, I don't know, pacifying me with yeses or something. I don't know. Gosh. Who knows?
Well, good news is we went ahead and got the account canceled for you. So you're not going to be billed anything else or sent any more products, okay?
I appreciate it. I have disability and I was working part-time, but I'm not even working now with COVID. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
And I have a little left after rent. I just can't. My account's in red.
Trust me, I understand.
Yeah, it's tough. All the way around, I know. Well, I sure appreciate your kind attitude and your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a wonderful morning now.
You too. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Tanisha, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.